101.3 WIBD AM 1470. That one's from 1970. I remember that one from when I was a kid. We go to the drive-in movie theater in Richland Center, and they had the same, I think probably the same 8-track tape that played before the movie every week. And you knew by the time when it got to Cracklin' Rosie, you were about 5 minutes away from the start of the movie.
Go and grab your popcorn.
Yeah, it was a good thing. It was kind of a Pavlovian response kind of thing, you know. So, well, for a community conversation this morning, Michelle from the Volunteer Center of Washington County is here, and also Matt from River Edge Nature Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. Good to see you.
Well, thanks. Yeah, we're minus one Volunteer Center person this week.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, poor Melanie has laryngitis, and that doesn't work well for radio. So,
just seeing her gesture randomly would be just kind of
it doesn't work.
No. It might be fun to watch, but not a lot fun to listen to.
Right. So I've got some things to highlight for her. One of them is a really special day coming up this weekend called Bloom Day. Betty Bloom was a longtime volunteer and happened also to be Melanie's grandmother. And they're doing a celebration of her life and what she had done as a volunteer on Saturday with free drinks, a small free drink at the Hub from 1 to 4. Tips, the half of the tip jar that day will go to the senior center. It's somewhere that Betty volunteered quite often. There's a craft project for the Samaritan home. It's a lovely little sun catcher that's going to be made. There's food donations to the food pantry, another place that Betty volunteered. So bring in your donations for that, and we'll make sure they get there. And live music. So it'll be a really just a fun day. Celebrating and having a good time in the Hub.
Sounds like I understand she recently passed.
Yes. So it's just a way to celebrate her and the families coming together and giving this special day to the community. So speaking of tip jar, we talked about that. We started our tip jar program at the Hub just recently. And what it is instead of the tips going to the baristas, our volunteer baristas that are working, the tips go to one of our partner agency each week. And this week we have River Edge as our partner agency. And that's part of the reason Matt's with us today. Let's see, other things. The grand opening for the Hub. Even though we're open and we're doing great and we're busy all the time, we want to celebrate the fact that we've opened. And we thought, what a perfect day to do it, the first day of the farmer's market. So May 19th, we're having a big celebration. Rick will be part of that day.
Going to do a remote broadcast from there. That'll be fun.
Yep. We'll have other live music going on as well that day. Lots of fun things happening. Let's shift gears a little bit and talk about the Volunteer Center. We've also got a lot going on there. Champions of Change is our June volunteer celebration event. And we are currently accepting nominations for that. So if you know somebody who just goes that extra mile and is the perfect volunteer or you really want to celebrate that person, that's what Champion of Change is about.
I went to the dinner last year, and it was a blast. And it was so great to hear all the amazing stories of the nominees and the winners, what they had to.
Right. And we find over and over, and Rick, you know this, that people who just think, well, I just do that. It's not a big deal or whatever. But it really touches other people's lives. So volunteering is really, really important. We need to celebrate it. So that's what Champions of Change is about. And Camp Superhero, which is for grades 5 through high school. The high schoolers are the leaders for the events, and the grade school kids are our campers. And those happen every Wednesday starting in June. We take the Do Good Bus out and take that group of kids on adventures throughout the summer. And we often get over to River Edge with the Do Good Bus and the kids. Last year, they had a frog rodeo, and it was a blast. Yes. It was so much fun.
A frog rodeo.
And just like our Do Good Bus rides that are community rides, the Camp Superhero kids don't know where they're going that day.
Really?
And okay. Right. So they're always excited, and the variation is amazing. We will go to the senior center different senior living places and play games with them. We'll go frog rodeoing. We'll pull evasive weeds. There's it's amazing what we end up doing. And another cool thing is that you don't have to be available every Wednesday. You can sign up for one. You can sign up for all of them. So that's Camp Superhero. I think I've talked a lot, so we should introduce Matt and talk with him.
Hi, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so Matt, I want to start out talking to you about River Edge and what the mission and the history is.
Sure, yeah. Well, we are very excited. This is actually, believe it or not, our 50th anniversary, which is, to me specifically, very long, but we've had a long history and are still going strong. So 50 years ago was kind of this big dream of the Whitefish Bay Garden Club, believe it or not. These ladies had, at that point, a very forward-thinking dream of saying, you know, they're close to Milwaukee, they're close to the city, it's expanding. They want a place where people in Milwaukee can go to experience nature, connect with nature, and be in nature. So they searched for land. They came up with the land near River Edge, started in 1968, and it's been growing ever since. So the mission then, the mission now, is always to connect people with nature, whether that's at River Edge or in their own community. So that's kind of our ultimate goal.
And where is it located?
So we are right in between Saukville and Newburgh. We have two different, our mailing address is different from our actual physical address, but 4458 County Road Y in Saukville is the actual address. But
okay.
It seems far away to a lot of people. I hear all the time, they're like, you must be so far away, but it's 15
it's
minutes
not.
From West Bend, Cedarburg, Grafton, pretty much everywhere around here, yeah.
Sure, okay.
So being in touch with nature, you guys have a lot of different events that help people do just that.
Yeah,
do you want to tell us about some of them? Okay, I want to shout out to my favorite one. I've not done it, but I think it's so cool, the tree climbing.
Oh, yeah. Our tree climbing program is really fun. So people hear tree climbing, they're like, oh, I climbed a tree as a kid. You know, I can do that anytime. But this is actually getting strapped up in a harness, getting fitted with ropes, and you actually sort of like rock climbing or climbing up into a tree.
Isn't that cool?
From the canopy.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
It's people when they experience it, they're just kind of like nothing you've ever done before, that's for sure. So yeah, all spring and summer long, we've got lots of open climbs that people can come to. Or if you have a group that wants to, you know, schedule a climb either for a birthday or a, you know, fun work outing, that we can do that too. So
that's very cool. And you have other specific events coming up too, right?
Yeah. We've got a full calendar pretty much always. Right now we're in the middle of our maple sugaring season. So that's from the start of River Edge almost 50 years ago. That was a big thing we do. So we have over 400 trees we tap each year.
We
have an evaporator. We actually make the maple syrup from the sap. So it's a huge, we like to call it the fifth season in Wisconsin, because it's a good way to look forward to spring before it's actually here. So we just had a big maple sugaring festival this past weekend where over 1,200 people came out and learned about maple sugaring. But we actually have a pancake breakfast coming up on April 8th. So if you want to come out and experience kind of the magic of maple sugaring at River Edge, you can come eat all you can eat pancakes, sausage, Colectivo coffee.
Do you still put pickles with the pancakes?
We do still put, yes. that's become kind of our our motto. Yeah, pickle with the pancake.
Isn't that funny? And it's good.
Hmm.
It really is good.
Yeah, I honestly don't like pickles that much by themselves, but I can enjoy it with a pancake. Yeah, I guess the bitterness or the sourness kind of melds with the sweetness of the syrup, and it kind of works.
You have to try it.
Strange.
You have to get out there.
Okay. All right. What else do you have going on?
So another big thing we have is our family spring egg hunt is always a fun time every year. You know, we hide the eggs on the trails and in the forests and prairies of River Edge. So it's kind of a unique twist on an egg hunt. You can kind of get away from the, you know, grass lot and kind of go out and explore. And then we'll have barnyard animals you can pet and meet. We'll do natural egg dyeing. So it's kind of we like to do a little bit of a natural twist on an egg hunt. And that is coming up on the 31st, so the Saturday before Easter, we'll have that.
You guys have to have a lot of eggs because you have a big area.
We do, yeah. We've got volunteers all the time stuffing eggs, and it's like a Easter factory in there. Yeah, it's a good time.
So, and then tell us a little bit about the River Valley Bike Ride. That
sure.
comes up in June, right?
Yeah, so June 24th this year. We're actually on year 26, so that's also been going on a really long time. It's our kind of way of encouraging people to get out and explore the natural beauty around them beyond just River Edge. So that there's 7 different routes, from 8 miles for families to 100 miles for, you know, the hardcore bike riders. And we really kind of have the routes set to explore Ozaukee and Washington counties and kind of the natural areas that they have to offer. And then we end at the end of the ride, you'll end with a big picnic with free food, live music, all sorts of fun going on.
So. That does sound fun. And I do need to back up because I think this is the favorite one that I saw on the website. On May 19th, you tell them what it is.
Yeah, the Frothy Forge is also my personal favorite. I must say, this is one I don't mind working, that's for sure. So that's our version of a beer festival. We throw at River Edge. We kind of say it celebrates great drinks and the great outdoors at the same time. So we have over 15 different breweries and actually cideries, and we've even got mead.
Fun.
Yeah, wow. There's all sorts of things.
So I would like to suggest that people come to the Hub.
I was going
to
say,
the morning.
Grand opening.
Get our grand opening. Yep. Get ready for River Edge, because you'll need caffeine to make sure that you can consume some of the 15.
Caffeine and some baked goods. You want a little bulk.
You need a little base.
Yeah. We'll have food trucks for later, but if you start out strong at the Hub, that's the
I think May 19th sounds like a fabulous day in Washington County.
Mark your calendars. So.
And then one more thing I want to have you talk about. Well, actually two more things, but one is that the fourth grade program.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're partnering with a program called Every Kid in a Park, which some people might have heard of. It's actually the National Park Service offers all fourth graders and their families free access to all our national parks around the country and national lands and waters. And we thought that was a really cool idea, but unfortunately in this specific area we don't have much in the way of a national park. You have to travel a bit. So we thought, you know, we want people to be able to access nature all year round, encourage people to do that without any barriers. So we offer all local families with a fourth grader and their family free memberships to River Edge for their whole fourth grade year and actually the summer after it.
The whole family.
Yeah, the whole family. So if you have 10 kids, which you deserve it at that point. It'll get our membership. It's an all-access membership, so it gets you free access to the trails all year round and lots of our festivals and programs free. So it's really a cool way to kind of, if you haven't experienced River Edge, get out and see what we have to offer.
If people want to find out more, websites, social media, so on and so forth.
Yep, absolutely. Our website, riveredgenaturecenter.org, has our many, many events and programs throughout the year. You'll always find something. And our Facebook, River Edge Nature Center, we try and keep up to date with all the events and fun you can expect. So definitely we have a lot going on that we can't even start to touch on here. So I would say keep your eye on that and we'll have a great time.
Yeah, and the website is a really great place. It's very robust, and it talks about, you know, conservation and some of the other things that we haven't even gotten to talk about today on the radio. So River Edge is a very vibrant part of our community.
And I guess we should just mention that you probably have a need for volunteers, which would just tie us back.
it would tie us back to why you're here,
yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, with all these events, there's no way we can do it on our own. So we have an amazing base of volunteers and are always looking for more, whether it's helping at these events or even we have a volunteer group that meets every Tuesday morning to do conservation work on the land called our Habitat Healers. And some of them have been doing it for 20, 30 years. It's really amazing.
So they can find out more from your website or from the Volunteer Center website.
Absolutely. We have links to everything that you guys have posted and going on. So, it's a great partnership going on here.
All right. And the Do-Good Bus has been out and rolling and has been busy.
It has. So we just opened our next write-up, so we can actually talk about it this time. It's not full yet because it's only been active for a little while. It is Saturday, April 21st at 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And the teaser for this ride is the Earth is big. This ride is even bigger. That's Earth Day. So
okay.
So we'll be celebrating Earth Day. As always, there is a suggested donation of $10 per person. Lunch is provided. This ride is friendly for 5-plus with a family, 16 without a family. So that might be a really great ride for like a group of high schoolers to go on together as a volunteer opportunity, get in some of those volunteer hours. And Horicon Bank is our sponsor for this ride.
All right. And again, let's give them the website.
Absolutely. Our website is volunteernow.net. We are active on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Our new location is also where the Hub is located at 303 Water Street in West Bend.
And construction continues.
Rick was in visiting yesterday, so we are, you know, done with the hub. We right. are serving coffee up there. Now it's time to work on the volunteer center's portion of that building. So we are busy getting ready for the build out of our office space. We've been working in a basement for some time, getting the hub up and going. So, yeah.
And the hub, by the way, looks great.
Thank you.
And I had a great cup of coffee.
We are really proud of what's going on there.
So, all right. Well, again, thanks, Matt from River Edge Nature Center and Michelle from Volunteer Center of Washington County. Thanks for coming in this morning for
thanks
Community
for having
Conversation.
Us.